Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to come back to hurt our team. You know, the guys who jumped in the little scrum, you know, I appreciate, you know, my team having my back, but it just never got to that point. That's on me.
You know, he had some words and kept on keeping on, and one thing led to another. So, but you can watch the tape, go back and check it out, and make your own assumptions. So.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voices of Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. You're going to see their faces a lot. You're going to see them in action a lot. You're going to hear a lot of conversation about the end of the Browns and Steelers on national TV on Thursday Night Football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You're finding us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We're going to get to your calls, but we want to get the scene from Cleveland itself with now our guest was previously scheduled before this brawl ever broke out. Ray Fittipaldo with us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covering the game in Cleveland. And Ray, before I get the reaction from people you talked to, what's your reaction to what you saw at the end of the game?
Listen, Amy, I've covered some very ugly games between the Steelers and Bengals over the last 5 to 7 years when Vontaze Burfict was involved in some very bad incidents for the league. But I've never seen anything like this. Myles Garrett, if he would have struck Mason Rudolph in the wrong place, he could have killed him tonight. So very, very bad situation for the NFL. And I would imagine they will act swiftly tomorrow and come down pretty hard on him.
So after your time in the locker rooms and post-game, what are some of the strong comments, the sentiments that you heard from the locker rooms?
Yeah, I mean, Marquise Pouncey, the Steelers center who jumped to Mason Rudolph's defense and was throwing some haymakers at Garrett and some of the other Browns, he believes that Garrett should be suspended for the remainder of the season. And that was the sentiment of just about every Steelers player in that locker room today. What Pouncey said was, we'll see if the NFL is really serious about its players. So they obviously feel like the NFL has to do something. They didn't feel like Mason Rudolph was protected out there tonight, and that's why Pouncey did what he did. And, you know, Pouncey, to his credit, said he's going to accept whatever penalty comes his way. I'm quite sure a suspension is coming for Pouncey as well, but quite obviously, I think the longer suspension is going to be handed down to Myles Garrett for what happened.
Did Mike Tomlin really have zero comment? Because what I heard is him saying, I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to address it. Did he really not say anything at all about what happened?
He did not. He said you can look at the tape and make your own judgments. And, plenty of Steelers players had plenty to say about that. I would imagine the breadth of this is going to fall on Freddie Kitchens to answer for what Myles Garrett did. And, you know, ultimately for Myles Garrett, who, you know, we had a reporter in the Browns locker room, and he said Garrett really wasn't apologetic to the Steelers for what happened. I think he apologized to his own team for putting them in that situation. But, Myles Garrett, I'm not sure who gave him advice, who allowed him to talk tonight, but, I don't think he represented himself or the Browns very well.
Well, he did say he was embarrassed and that it was on him and that it shouldn't have gotten that far. So he did take responsibility for it. And Freddie Kitchens said after the fact that Myles Garrett definitely understands that there's no excuse for what he did.
Yeah, he's right. There is no excuse for that. The NFL, maybe they just can't have something like that in their game. We've seen stuff like that happen in other sports. Players have been suspended indefinitely. You think back to what happened with Todd Bertuzzi way back when he was in Vancouver. You know, Kermit Washington way back when in the NBA, back in the 1970s. You know, unfortunately, we've seen this in a professional arena before, and I think, unfortunately, for Myles Garrett, he's probably going to be suspended, and, you know, he's going to have to carry this with him for the rest of his career.
Ray Fittipaldo from Cleveland covering Thursday Night Football for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Did anyone say anything at all about the game afterwards?
Well, honestly, it was a pretty bad football game to that point. So, but no, I mean, honestly, I was concentrating on afterwards was, you know, getting some quotes on the site, and that's what really about me. There will be plenty of time to write about the offensive lows for the Steelers and what this means to their playoff positioning. But the only thing that I think anyone's going to care about for the next few days is the, you know, unfortunate incident. You know, what's going to happen from the NFL after this. I think that's, you know, really what everyone wants to know at this point.
Mm. Did you happen to talk to David DeCastro, or did you hear anything that he had to say? Because he was also right in the middle of it.
Yes. David said that, you know, he was a little bit more tame than Pelosi. I think he called it reckless, but he agreed. You know, the NFL has to make a statement on this. And, you know, that's, like I said at the top, that's the one sentiment that came out of that Steelers locker room. They want the NFL to act swiftly on this, and they want a stiff punishment for what happened.
How is Mason Rudolph after getting clocked?
He seemed fine, amazingly. You know, I can't say that I could end this point from my view in the press box. I can't tell you if he got hit square, but he did a post-game news conference, and you know, he had no visible signs of a bad injury. So I would consider him very, very lucky. Because, you know, like Marquise Pouncey said in the locker room, if Myles Garrett had struck him in the temple, you know, we could be talking about a very, very serious situation. So fortunately for Garrett, that didn't happen. But I don't think the NFL is going to really take that into consideration when they make their ruling on this.
I know it's been a really long evening for you. Wondering, though, one more question, if you don't mind. In the press box, what was the reaction? Because, like, the rest of us are all spread out all over the country. We're not really watching with people. You were with a large group of people. What was the reaction when this happened at the end of the game?
Well, it's kind of funny. Everyone's trying to file their stories on deadline because it's a night game, and you know, we're thinking about getting to the elevator, and all of a sudden, 8 seconds left, and, you know, the fight breaks out, and everyone's trying to figure out, you know, what's happening. I did see Pouncey come to Rudolph's defense, saw him throw some punches, so obviously, you know, he'll be hearing from the NFL, too. But, people were just trying to get to the elevator and get to the post game, but before they could, you know, that happened down there, and it sort of changed the course of what everyone was writing about and what everyone's going to talk about here for the next 24 to 48 hours, that's for sure.
That is so true. I'm not sure if you already had your game story written, but I suspect that you had to amend, huh, Ray?
That would be a fair statement, yes.
All right, so we're going to let you get to it. You can find Ray on Twitter at RayFit with two T's, RayFit1, and he covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They're in Cleveland tonight joining us for a couple of minutes. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Ray.
All right. Thank you, Henry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.